Another great track and field season for the Chase County boys, Carl. It was, you know, it was going to be tough going from Class C to Class B, but you had a tremendous season. Met up against some tough competition in Class B there on Wednesday and Thursday. No shame whatsoever. Kids did a dynamite job this year and down in Omaha too, didn't they?
They really did, you know, and you know, it's kind of one of those things where if we thought that we were going to be kind of ducking in and out of B here in the next, you know, several years, we probably would have to adjust some stuff that we did. I felt like we probably hit our best day at districts, and we needed to. You know, I mean, we needed to be great at the district meet, and you know, with the turnaround, I don't know that as a coach, I don't know that I did a great job. You know, in that next 5-6 days, getting ready for that earlier meet in Omaha. But you know, I couldn't have been prouder of the kids and their effort. You know, I mean, to go win that class B6 district. You know, being the small school in there, and going up against some great teams, some great competition was a really cool capper to our year. And then, you know, when we got to Omaha, we had some really nice things happen. And so, yeah, I think all in all, we had a really good season.
I am sure that you haven't heard the last of folks talking about Noah Rao and what the season he had and what all the work he put in the weight room, and it all ends up with a Class B, all class. Performance in the discus. Just tremendous. He's got one more year for you.
Yeah, he does. You know, I think the last time we spoke was Wednesday at the state meet, and Noah hadn't thrown yet. So, you know, I just we're so proud of him. He's just the kind of kid that you can really get behind. Just the as you said, and we've talked all year, the effort he puts into the weight room to you know, just kind of honing his craft, just being out there. He's out there throwing on Saturdays and Sundays, even if it's by himself, throwing, chasing a disc down, going back, and, you know, doing it again. And you know, he's the rewards have been great. You know, he's state champion, as you said, you know, all-class state record holder right now. He gets to throw at the Nike Nationals here in June, has some official visits starting to line up to some really, really cool places, you know, so we're proud of Noah, but you know, he really deserves it all.
Tate Hubbard, once again in the vault, a tremendous season, just a sophomore, and he goes 14-6 to the state meet. That is tremendous for a young sophomore, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you know, the funny thing is, you know, Tate moved here last year, his freshman year, you know, from Colorado, and you know, he didn't have a big pole vault background, so everything that he's doing on basically, you know, last year, just getting his feet wet, learning how to do it. And, you know, I was talking to Coach Anderson just this morning. There's so much meat left on the bone for that kid. He's an explosive athlete. He's a great competitor, level-headed. And so, you know, the things that you need to be great at the pole vault, you know, he owns them. And so, you know, going into next year, having made 14-6, hit a PR at the state meet, gives him a bunch of momentum going forward.
He and Spencer Kelly and maybe a few others are going to be, you got a dynamite group of vaulters next year, aren't you?
We do. You know, Spencer's been over, I believe, 14 foot, and now, you know, now Tate's been over 14-6, both sophomores. Have some good freshmen going to be sophomores. There's some eighth graders that were pretty accomplished. So our coach, Justin Anderson, our pole vault coach, really has a good thing going. He's got kids that want to be, they're coming into our program, boys and girls, and they're wanting to be pole vaulters. That's their goal. They're wanting to really, you know, to really do that. And so it's been a big boost for us having that consistency out of the vault.
I know you hate to say goodbye to your seniors. They've been part of some special teams last couple of years, at two in particular, Cameron Lemke and Cole Clevenger down there competing in Omaha as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Cameron didn't go out. I think we've talked about this. Cameron didn't go out for track his freshman year. When he came in as a sophomore and we talked him into getting out there, you know, he just basically said, I don't know, I don't have an event, I don't know what to do, you know, I don't know what I'm good at. And so we tried him a little bit of everywhere. And last year, we started to see some speed. He was growing still, and man, you know, he just turned it on. You know, Cole's our school record holder in the long jump now at 22.9 and a half, you know, and he's going to go jump at UNK, so you know, great career for him. And then, you know, Thomas Reeves, we've talked about it, unfortunate injury, but he got to go run a couple of relays there, and along with Tristan Jablonski, three events, you know, as well. So that senior class, you know, with a bunch of those other guys, along with a bunch of those other guys that have been great contributors. You know, 2 state championships, 4 district championships, 4 conference championships. That class actually, and a little bit back, they've never lost a track meet other than the 2 times that they didn't win state. So pretty cool career for those guys.
Yeah, you're going to have to make it to a UNK track and field meet somehow, some way, because I know Easton Freeze is moving over there to be a loper, and the other guys, well, that you got a lot of Chase County flavor right there with UNK, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, Easton heading over there, Thomas, Cole, and we're so excited about that. And you know, we've had some kids at UNK. Destiny Rinke just finished her career here a year or two ago, a very accomplished career. We've had some kids go in and have some good success there. So we're excited for these guys, and yeah, absolutely, we will be following Loper track pretty close.
The cupboard is not empty by no means with the graduation of these seniors. We talked about Noah's an underclassman. You got some other guys, good kids coming back, and it's going to make it for another great track and field season for you.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it starts with Noah, obviously, but Luke Freeze was a 3-event qualifier and as a sophomore and is only getting better. You know, we talked about the pole vaulters, Tate and Spencer. You know, Haven Hawkswell jumps right back into the mix in the distance runs in Class C. You know, and there's just a bunch of guys coming, some good young hurdlers. You know, in the jumps, we had both Luke Freeze and James Bomba, you know, in the high jump that qualified. So yeah, we got a bunch of guys that now have some Class B state experience, get to come back and do it in Class C next year, and you know, kind of be our team leaders. And it's been a while, because this group of seniors has really been our leaders. You know, they've been the foundation of everything for a few years here. So it's going to be a transition, but I think these guys are up to the task.
You had a lot of meets this year with Perkins County. Look what they did in Class C. You had meets with Dundee County Stratton. You look at, boy, what they did in Class D. So facing those type of teams and them facing you just helps everybody, doesn't it, when you get to a district and state meet?
It's been amazing. And you know, I mean, when you look at Perkins County, everybody's going to look at Mason and Elijah, you know, but Ryder Potts was big for them. They were so deep with their middle and long distance that every meet, as you said, it's competition. St. Pat's bringing, you know, Jackson Nisley and Giebler and those guys and Logan Dodson, you know, and Dundee County. Wow. I mean, to score 80 points on both the girls and boys side shows what kind of a program they have. And those are, most of those kids are juniors, and the ones that aren't juniors are freshmen. You know, I mean, I know, Lincoln Wissink was a senior, but I mean, they have most everybody back and on their girls' side too. So it is, you're absolutely right. It's great competition day in and day out. And I think when we looked at it, when we thought we were going to be Class C, I said West Holt might be a factor, you know, because of all that 400 speed they have. But I thought that Perkins County, Chase County, and North Platte St. Pat's might have a chance to be, you know, 3 conference schools that might have a chance to be top 3 in Class C. And 2 of them were. We were in Class B, but I mean, that's what it looked like. So the SPVA is just loaded right now.
And you welcome in Valentine and Mitchell, 2 schools next year, and you look at the Cronin kid for Valentine and what he did in a couple of big events there at State Meet.
Yeah, 6'10" high jump, all class gold medalist, and you know, the Bebout twins there. They're loaded with good athletes, and you know, Mitchell's gonna bring speed and some athletes to the thing. Kimball had a bunch of good young guys, a good young thrower, good vaulters. You know, Bridgeport always has that solid crew. So it just keeps on keeping on for the SPVA. So it's going to be fun again next year.
Well, the school year is done. The summertime is here, and you've still got a lot of things in your plate to do to keep you busy, don't you?
Baseball. Baseball begins. was just over right before we called. Just over checking out a field to see if it was dry enough to play. And we've already gotten started, you know, and Legion baseball season starting Friday. So, yep, we just keep on rolling, but that's a lot of fun for us.
A lot of those same kids that you see do 3 sports in the high school ranks, they play a little baseball, too, in the summertime, too, don't they?
You know, baseball's just become a really cool thing for us here. You know, we've had, I think, in the last 7-8 years, we've made 6 or 7 state tournaments, and it's really become a nice program. Our community's gotten behind it. Get great crowds, great sponsorship. So yeah, baseball is kind of a fun little relaxing, but we keep on competing and keep on rolling through the summer, and then right back into football and cross country in the fall. So yeah, we're gonna we're just going to kind of keep it going here.